No, there can't.
No?
No.
I thought that would cover.
All right, so we all have microphones now? And we know everyone's in attendance. Approval of the agenda, mover and seconder for that. Counselor Maiden and Counselor Holmes, all those in favor? Thank you. Disclosure of pecuniary interest, a general nature thereof, not sure that that would be applicable today. And our one item of business is the emergency plan process and protocols. And Deputy Mayor, since you called this meeting, I'll start with you with your comments.
Good morning, and thank everybody for showing up. A special meeting. I was asked by members of council to call a special meeting, and I put on the agenda emergency plan protocol because that was most of the questions that were coming my way about how it was implemented, how it was interpreted, and on who were the players. So Councillor Ferguson, Councillor Maiden, Bev Holmes, and John Dalgety, and everybody was concerned about it. So I called a special meeting, and so we're going to carry on and find out the protocol and see if there's any way we can change it around or review it to see if it'll work better now and after. So I guess we'll start with Councillor Maiden, because she was...
So I'm in the chair. I'll run the meeting. Thanks.
Okay.
Do you have any other comments?
No, just that, just about the concerns of council, that's all.
Okay. Councillor Girard, anything that you'd like for us to be discussing, any of your concerns?
Yes, actually. I would actually like to know under whose authorization the plan was gone forward with, because as a council, I do not believe we've actually discussed it.
So plan gone forward in terms of its existence, or?
I noticed on the information which we were emailed that there was updates or I forget the word that was used with regards to the actual plan. It was
the activation
altered and
of
changed
the control
in February of 2020. It, as far as I can remember, has not actually been brought in front of council, and everything I'm reading is telling me that it's to be decided by council.
Okay.
So I'm wondering who authorized this.
Councilor Ferguson, concerns?
Yeah, I would like. I think we should discuss the interpretation or the, I suppose, definition of policy / operational, and also look at where we stand right now with our control group plan. It seems is it an emergency plan? Obviously not, because the province has initiated theirs today. So where do we stand, and how does that work into the emergency plans that moving forward? Because I think we obviously have to update ours to some extent, and that's what I would like to know. Where is it now? Where does it stand right now? Have we got all the established contacts? Is everyone current on it, which of course is very, very important, and the contacts? That's kind of where I'm coming from on it.
Okay. Councillor Maiden.
My concern was that council were not involved in the first meetings.
Meetings? Can you be specific?
The meetings on March the 13th.
Okay.
Everything also that I've read, including the regulations related to the Municipal Control Act and so forth, a legislative body is always involved. Even the Premier has to have his decision to declare an emergency ratified by his cabinet within 72 hours. In Regulation 3804, Municipal Council is consulted, is advised, actually appoints who's on the committee, and so forth. And I would like that to be followed. That was a concern. Other things, I want to thank Deputy Mayor Minnelli for showing some leadership on this. Thank you. And why council needs to be involved is even when we look around this table, Councillor Ferguson was involved in the emergency management of the ice storm. Councillor Holmes has been involved in emergency management in hospitals and could probably give some advice or listen and take consideration. When we had the flooding issue, there was no communication with council either. Councillor Dalgety, to his credit, got together some volunteers. I believe Councillors Holmes and Gerard had to take it on themselves to track down some sand. And I think it was beneficial. We're all working together. I think we should continue that forward, but on a more formal basis together. A couple of things I had was, and I would like to discuss later if I can, or with everyone, is to maybe urge the Ministry of Municipal Affairs to maybe suspend the regulation against having people attend meetings by telephone while this emergency is on, so that we can continue the municipality's business. Get going on another volunteer database, because there are things that people can do, and if staff are going to be idle because there's less work for them, perhaps they can take on some volunteer roles in the community. And I think that's about it for me.
Councillor Holmes, if you could use your microphone.
Pardon me?
Could you use your microphone, please?
I keep forgetting it, Asia. So I'm wondering why the emergency plan was actually implemented, and particularly why, without declaring an emergency and without any direction of council. I've looked through the different bylaws, and I cannot see any direction that would say that that could happen. Thanks.
Was there anything else? Okay. Councillor Dalgety.
I'd like to examine the emergency response plan pertaining to council's role. When exactly is it becomes an emergency? Does the emergency have to be declared formally? And what point does the council participate or not participate?
Was there anything else, Councillor Dalgety? I'm going to turn this over to the chief for some comment about the emergency plan and council's involvement and whatnot in a moment, but I do want to provide a few comments regarding what I'm hearing around the table here. These are some high-level statements. I do ask you all to remember that our job is to govern. Our job is not operations. It is the job of council to ensure that plans and procedures are in place. It's staff's job to ensure that those plans, procedures, policies, bylaws are operationalized. At times like this, there needs to not be negotiation about how our response works. Things are changing by the hour. So that's why we have these items, these policies and whatnot in place, so that they can be followed in a timely way. Just to provide a little bit of context for the meeting that Councillor Maiden had mentioned, and I think Councillor or Deputy Mayor Minnelli had as well, the meeting on March 13th, senior staff and the CAO were responding to the province's closure of schools. That, as you know, affects the majority of our daycare. Minor hockey was also canceled. There were several events canceled at the old town hall. So it was their decision to shut down those as well. Largely, the discussion was about what to do with staff, how to reassign them, take out the ice early, those kinds of things. Those are all operational decisions. I certainly hear around the table the need for training. And I've been saying this for some time, that council needs training in the emergency management plan. I'm certainly hearing around the table that people are questioning if there's need to review and also update, which I think is completely valid. I think that's responsible on the side of each of you as members of council to want to make sure you understand that plan and that it's up to date. I do question the timing. Not understanding the emergency plan, the emergency bylaw, is not an emergency itself while we are in the state that we are in. While we've had the directions we've had from the province, from the federal government, from public health, this is a discussion that needs to happen. This isn't the time, in my view. Out of respect for all of you, I called this meeting because you petitioned for it, you requested it. But my personal view is this is not the time to have this discussion. If there are questions, if there's a gap in the information that staff have provided, ask those questions, make sure we get that information to you. It's certainly highlighted that we need to look at the plan. We need to make sure everyone is trained appropriately in the plan. That is all very valid, but the timing is not appropriate, in my opinion. But with that, I wonder, Chief Brown, if there is some comments that you may have just regarding how the emergency control group is activated and whatnot, or perhaps CEO Kelly, I'm not sure who might want to respond to that.
Thanks, Good morning. Chief. Through you, Your Worship. So basically, the Emergency Management Civil Protection Act, so Ontario Regulation 380.04, specifies specifically the requirement for each municipality. In these requirements specifically, there is an emergency control group, and that group is to be appointed by council, and it guides this group that they shall direct the emergency municipality's response in an emergency, including the implementation of the municipal emergency plan. So as a result of the regulation itself, it places that responsibility on this municipality to follow the regulation. So my encouragement would be to look at the regulation, and that's where all of the authorization for the emergency management portion comes from.
Anything you wish to add to that?
This is the bylaw that will pass.
If you don't mind using the microphone, please, Mr. Kelly. Thank you.
So this is the bylaw that was passed in 2004, which basically is the follow-along to the Emergency Protection Act, which Chief Brown was just discussing. So this bylaw was passed in 2004, October 12th. It goes through basically the preamble referencing where the authority comes from, you know, we need to have a plan and whatnot. And then interestingly, it gets to this point right here. And whereas the Act authorizes employees of a community to respond to an emergency in accordance with the emergency response plan where an emergency exists but has not yet been declared to exist. So basically, this bylaw authorizes staff to prepare in the event that a emergency has yet to be declared for that emergency plan to be implemented and for us to proceed and take action. Now, Mayor Lowry has outlined several things which I do think are absolutely correct and appropriate in this situation, which is the decisions that were made were operational decisions. Whether we close the doors on a building is an operational decision. There were several decisions that were very limiting in terms of the wiggle room that was allowed. This happened on October 12, 2004. This bylaw was enacted. Councillor Ferguson moved said bylaw for adoption. Councillor Minnelli at the time was attending the meeting as well. I noticed we have Councillor Val, former Councillor Val Wilkinson in the audience. She was also present at the meeting. There were no dissenting votes for this bylaw. The actions I believe that staff took in meeting and in putting in place the actions of Friday to deal with over the weekend and Monday were appropriately authorized in this bylaw in specific to that section that is highlighted in yellow that's before you. So Councillor Holmes, when you said you've checked the bylaws and there is nothing that authorizes staff, this bylaw of 2004 authorizes staff.
So I think there are some pieces coming out of here. Certainly the training, as I said, needs to happen. This is something that Chief Brown and I had discussed with CAO Kelly just last week. Certainly an update to the plan is Council's prerogative if we wish to do so. I don't know that the time is right to petition the province about changing our ability to ask to have meetings by telephone or something like that in this kind of situation, but I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's certainly something that other municipalities might get behind. So I think there's some really good suggestions here and concerns coming from the council. I don't think these are things that we can be putting our attention and our resources into at this time. But I have made notes of these three. We can absolutely, once this pandemic has passed and we are back to business as usual, there's no reason that we cannot make these priorities. It's unusual that we've had two incidences in a year where we've had to look at that plan. To my knowledge, there hasn't been incidences since the ice storm 20 years ago or more than that. And we had a major flooding event last year, which was difficult. And we have this global pandemic, which is going to be difficult for everyone. So it's not lost on me that this is a difficult time. And I certainly understand everybody's want to make sure we're doing things the right way. Right now is not the time to examine that plan. We have that bylaw. We have the plan in place. If you have questions, if there's gaps in the information you have, by all means, ask staff. And I'm sure they'll do their best to get those answers to you. But I can't underline enough that the focus right now needs to be on the community. It has to be on our response to the community's needs. And I would ask you to consider who we're serving by having this meeting right now. Deputy Mayor Minnelli.
I agree with the mayor that I think this isn't the right time for this meeting. I think it should have been called before any measures were taken up. Explain to the council what the policy is, how the procedure is going to go down, and then there wouldn't have been a need for this meeting at this time. If we had had it last week and explained the steps to basically a brand new council, I think this could have been all avoided.
So just a question to you, Deputy Mayor, and I'll come to both of you. You're a chair at Lanark County. Were you part of the decision to close down?
They have a meeting this morning, and I phoned them and told them that I'd called a meeting and I couldn't make it here. So yes, all chairs were invited to discussion when it comes to the pandemic or closure of council. That's written in their bylaw.
So
in their emergency procedure bylaw.
Perhaps you didn't get the email then that on the weekend the executive management team had already made the decision to close anything except for essential services at the county. That wasn't a political decision, it was an operating decision by the executive management team. And I will come back to both of you as well. But just for information's sake, the same operational decisions, as I just said, were made at Lanark County in a very similar manner. Lanark Highlands, Smith Falls, Drummond, North Emsley, Montague, Tay Valley, Perth. The MVCA didn't reach out to me, and I don't think they reached out to you either, Councillor Holmes. Valley Heartland, which I'm a board member, it was all operating, it was all staff-driven decisions. So I know that we saw in Carlton Place, they followed a different procedure. I don't know if that's how their policies are written. I don't know why the decision was made that an emergency meeting was held, and I can't speak to their processes because I'm not involved in them. But it's an outlier. That's not how the rest of our neighbors have made their decisions. It could be that that's how we make decisions moving forward. However, at this time, staff would be derelict of their duties to not follow the plans, the bylaws, the policies that are in place at this time. And I appreciate that we saw Carlton Place do something different, and that might have helped ease some of the communication gap you feel it was in place. That was the outlier. That wasn't how people in our community, or I shouldn't say people in our community, other municipalities adjacent to us made the decision. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Councillor Maiden and then Councillor Holmes.
My concern is the role of council as defined in the Municipal Act. It is the role of council to represent the public and consider the well-being and interests of the municipality, which I'm sure we all do, to develop and evaluate the policies and programs of the municipality. Importantly, to determine which services the municipality provides, and I guess by omission they don't provide, to ensure that administrative policies, practices, and procedures, and controllership policies, practices, and procedures are in place to implement the decisions, to ensure the accountability and transparency of the operations of the municipality, including the activities of the senior management of the municipality, to maintain the financial integrity of the municipality, and to carry out the duties of council under this and under other acts. And under the regulation previously mentioned, the council does have some responsibility as far as appointing people to, including members of council, to the emergency management team. I think that's mainly what we're concerned about, at least that's my main concern, because there are questions of expenditures and so forth. If we are not kept informed, and if we are not even just allowed to sit in on the discussions that staff are having, how do we know that? We don't.
How do you know? Can you be specific?
Well,
how do you know?
There's additional overtime required for something. You know, if council is suspended, essentially, we're not following any of that. And if something goes off the rails, I mean, hypothetically, I mean, it could. I mean, the staff, we get emails saying, well, staff, you know, can work from home, or staff are not to come in to work, or whatever. We have questions about what does that mean? If we had been involved or allowed to sit in, we would know. We wouldn't have to ask.
You certainly can ask a question, though, at any time, right? And I have to say as well, I was disappointed in the level of communication, not by all members of council, but some weren't even willing to have a conversation. The place to get information is by communicating. Now, we did have a good conversation. I thank you for that, Councillor Maiden, yesterday. But if there's a gap, ask the question. Ask the question. You have any right to get that information if you don't have it. Sometimes there's not an answer right now because things are moving very quickly. We don't know if this is going to be in place for 3 weeks or if it's going to be longer than that. We don't know if there's going to be further restrictions by public health or the province. So we don't know those things, and they're largely decisions that are out of council's hands as well at this time. So I'd offer that for your consideration. Councillor Holmes.
Thank you. So I really echo what Councillor Maiden was saying, but I would add to that that this bylaw certainly does need to be reviewed. It's mm-hmm. old, and probably when it was written, there was never even a thought of a pandemic. I failed to understand why a council could not have been called on Friday to be informed. There was a lot of questions. There wasn't any too many answers. Most of us were actually around here at one time or another during Friday. And I do have some questions about, you know, why, you know, it says that it can be put in place but has not yet been declared to exist. So that to me means it's going to be declared an emergency at the first opportunity. So if, in my mind, if there's a huge fire, yes, you might put the plan in place, but you're calling the province immediately to let them know. I don't believe any of that really happened. So I think, you know, one of the things we have to do is look at the bylaw. I have some concerns around, we're hearing things about EI being provided. You know, does that mean that our staff that are going home for 2 weeks, they'll be asked to apply for EI and we'll top them up? Is that, those are financial questions that council needs to be concerned about. Operation, that's fine. Yes, let's do that. But there's oversight, and that's where council comes in, and I think that's what was neglected in this process. And you were saying, you know, now is not the time. Well, as I agree with Mayor Minnelli, or Deputy Mayor Minnelli, the time was last week. It was 2 weeks ago when I sent an email off to CAO Kelly saying, you know, what are we putting in place for the pandemic? You know, have we thought about if all our municipal workers in the garage have to go off because they've been, you know, someone's been in contact? I was told we're waiting for direction from, I believe it was the Ministry of Health and the Ontario government, or I can't quite remember. But the thing is that we are responsible. As a council, we are responsible. And, you know, it would have been nice if 2 weeks ago we had maybe met to say, hey, you know, this is coming. What is the thoughts? How can we be prepared? Instead of that, we waited, and on Friday there was panic. And that's the one thing that we should not have in the community is panic. And who is the best people to lead and to show good governance and calmness? It's the council and the mayor and the staff at the municipal building. So thank you for listening.
I do have to take one point, Councillor. It was not panic on Friday. It was response to direction that we received from a higher level. And I appreciate that, you know, you brought this up 2 weeks ago. It's still that we respond to public health directives, we respond to the province, we respond to the federal government. And I have to say, I am very proud of how staff carried on Friday. They were reaching out to neighboring municipalities, they were in touch with the county, they were in touch with everyone they needed to be in touch with to make proper operating decisions. It's not lost on me that council feels like they needed more information or wanted to be involved in that operational decision, but I think appreciation needs to be given to the staff for having made decisions quickly. They notified families quickly. Everything happened exactly the way it needed to happen. And we can examine if there needs to be different communication with council or different involvement with council if this is to occur another time. But I can't underline how well staff made their decisions and enacted on those operational pieces last week. I'll come back.
So perhaps panic was the wrong word. I go back to the fact that, you know, there was several of us in the building. We could have been, you know, maybe notified a little bit, more or less. I apologize if I've, you know, in any way demeaned the work of the staff, because I do think they did a great job. But by that, I mean, did you notify the department? Did you talk to the public health department here in town to see what the proper procedures are for, you know, locking down a building? Do we need to lock down the building? Those sort of things. Did we reach out to anybody beyond the staff?
As I had indicated, the staff were in touch with many different agencies outside of our own.
So
staff are the professionals. They do their jobs well.
Yeah. So the public, well, you know, but I would take exception to the health. This was a health crisis. So I would really look to the public health for guidance on, you know, where should we put up hand washing statements, facilities, that sort of thing. So anyway, thank you for listening.
Okay. I had Councillor Ferguson and then Councillor Gerard.
Yep. Thank you. Well, I think the meeting has already paid dividends because we've identified weaknesses that we do have that have surfaced, like the update, the review, you know, the makeup of the committees moving forward. And I think that's been the positive part of it. In all probability, now that the council, now that the province have declared, we probably would have a meeting anyway, I would think, at some point in time to see how that affects us in any greater degree. But, you know, there's obviously places I'd rather be than here today. But I think it has paid something already for us, and it has addressed around the table what the concerns have been, and it seems to surface that the makeup of the committee is somewhat delinquent, and we blame all ourselves for that. And the fact that 16 years old is the original bylaw, and we know that that's outdated. So I think, again, and this is moving forward, it's not being critical, but I think the makeup of this control group is very, very critical. How we look at that, how we establish various functions within that committee, how we look towards the various wards for support and issues like that. And that's being premature right now because this is not the discussion. But I think having this meeting now has already paid dividends. The fact that it's out on the table and we know where we're going from here. And I think we will now wait and see what the province is going to, how it's going to expand. That's
Councillor Girard, then Councillor Deputy Mayor Minnelli.
Thank you. I just want to obviously suggest that I'm very disappointed. I realize that you feel that it went wonderfully, but you were involved. The rest of us around this table were not involved. If it was not panic, if it was not necessarily something that was immediately had to be done immediately, I'm not exactly sure why council was not included. Based on everything that I've read, it basically states that the person who sits on council in regards to this, any senior, I think the exact wording, I'll just pull it up here. The exact wording is that a senior municipal official appointed by council will be sitting on this, and we as a council did not appoint anybody. So I feel, due to that reasoning, all of us should be involved, not ignored and not involved in with this full decision.
So just to be clear, that afternoon meeting that seems like, you know, council feels like it should have been involved in, it was Thursday evening, late Thursday afternoon, that the direction was given that the schools would close. We found out, I can't remember if it was that evening or if it was the next morning, that staff found out that that meant we'd have no access then for our daycare program. And it was Friday morning decisions were made so that Friday afternoon parents could be notified and make arrangements and whatnot. So again, it was operational decisions, and the indication that decisions didn't need to be made immediately isn't correct. Staff needed to make decisions quickly. Information was coming to them quickly. They made those decisions quickly, and they were able to let families know so they could make whatever arrangements they needed to make. I've noted your concern, though, about membership on the control group. I've made that note from before as well. Deputy Mayor Minnelli.
Yes, thank you. Earlier you asked me about the county. And the county did close their doors, but they didn't close it. They don't have programs like we have, like the arena. They don't have daycare. They don't have weekend, anything like that. So they didn't affect any of the daily of the people of the Lanark County. They just closed their doors there. We have all these programs, and that's where I think it's different than the county. I hope everybody knows that we have more on the go here. We're more informed. We want to be more informed, and we have more programs, and it's different than just closing a building off to the public, shutting down all these programs for over the holidays and stuff. So that's where part of it's coming from, that on that part of it. Thank you.
I'd still point out that Lanark Highlands, Smith Falls, Drummond, North Emsley, Montague, Tay Valley, Perth, all of our neighbors did the same. Deputy Mayor.
I don't consider myself Perth, Montague, or Lanark. I'm from Mississippi Mills, and we want to be informed. Thank you.
Your need to be informed is duly noted. I'm just illustrating that staff worked in a very similar manner to our neighbors, and it wasn't they weren't the outlier from our adjacent neighbors. I'm going to go to CEO Kelly, and then I'll come to you, Councillor.
With regards to services provided by the county actually is the funding source for the daycare operations. We were in contact with them trying to get direction in terms of what was going to happen, in particular what was going to happen on the funding side, in particular what was going to happen if billings happened to families that were on subsidization programs and whatnot, what was the situation with that. They do have some staffing components at the county at the moment, that there are people that are away at the moment. The county also provides early onset childcare services as well. So when you listed off county services, the county is heavily involved in the daycare field.
Still don't have arenas and all that other stuff to look after like we do.
You're out of order. Thanks. Councillor Dalgety.
I'm just going to reiterate what our other councillors have said. Basically, I see an opportunity that we should have had something, emergency meeting on Friday morning. And I do see value in having this discussion today, even if it was a heads up, a short discussion, maybe some feedback from the councillor on Friday morning would have solved a lot of frustration amongst this council right now.
So we're starting to go in circles. Is there any new information or new comments anyone would like to make? I've made a note that we need training on the emergency management plan. Both the plan and the bylaw need to be updated. And there is the suggestion of petitioning to have an inclusion in the Municipal Act to allow for like phone conferences, something like that, in a situation like this. Councillor Maiden.
I know that a number of, like the food bank and so forth, are looking for volunteers and so forth. And Councillor Holmes had mentioned to me that it might be something that staff could do, but I'm wondering if there is a need for volunteers, is the municipality equipped, and maybe through the chair to the CAO, equipped to coordinate volunteers?
Do you want to respond to that?
We've reached out to those groups, and they've not requested municipal staff to attend at their facilities to help with their operations. What they've asked is that volunteers who are interested in driving, as far as I understand, can go to their facility or contact them, and they will then direct those volunteers. As you were sent a communication last night with regards to that, with regards to CareBridge and its activities. There are groups that are interested in coordinating volunteers. The Age-Friendly Mississippi Mills Facebook page is a group that we are waiting to hear back from, which is under the guidance of CareBridge, or the former Mills Support Center. We are waiting to hear from them in terms of the exact direction that they want us to provide people. But with regards to the municipality, taking volunteers, coordinating volunteers, and directing volunteers at this moment in time, no, there's not a plan for the municipality to be involved in that when we have other groups that seem to want to step up to do that work, and they feel like they are more than capable to handle it.
Go ahead.
Just to follow up on that, I'm just wondering if we, because we got communication from the planner, for example, about you know, building inspectors or whatever, not going into any buildings except for new builds or whatever. And so I'm thinking if staff are available and have spare time, and if they do volunteer, if we would consider allowing them to do some of those tasks if they would otherwise be sitting idle.
Okay, duly noted. Councillor Ferguson, I think I saw your hand.
Yes, thank you.
Are we receiving and are we publishing weekly or daily, I would think, updates from Paula Stewart? I haven't seen a lot, and I don't know whether she's providing that or not, or whether we are receiving them, as my first question. And then the second part of it, now that the province has declared, what do we expect from here? Certainly it does download, I think, additional responsibilities that the municipalities have, and it does give the municipalities additional powers. So can we expect, or what can we expect with that declaration today?
So I'm going to go to the clerk to respond to your question about communication from Dr. Paula Stewart from the health unit, and then I'll go to the chief for your question about the provincial emergency declaration.
So the health unit doesn't send out their messages directly to municipalities. I check their website regularly for updates, and I share that information on our website, on the Facebook, on our Facebook page, and on the news feed. Currently, they're talking, for example, today it's about what the community can do to prevent COVID-19 infection. So I'll share that information, but they haven't been sharing that directly with municipalities. I proactively go to their website and look for it and then share it with the community on our Facebook and website.
And I'm going to go to Chief Brown for a comment on the provincial declaration.
So the provincial declaration will allow the ministries to release money into the system to assist with any of their programs and coordinated efforts. At the end of the day, our municipal control group has addressed all of our operational concerns with regards to our staffing, our interface with the public, and all of our touch points. But at the end of the day, this is a health-led emergency. We are not the lead agency in this type of emergency. So we take all of our direction and lead from the province and the lead agencies as the information becomes available, and ensure the safety, the health and safety of all of our employees through that process.
Deputy Mayor Minnelli.
When you had your emergency meeting, was anybody from the planning department at present?
You mean our planning department here at
Meaning,
City Mills?
Building and planning department. Was there anybody present? Was the director of planning or?
No, they weren't, because we were dealing mostly with what we felt were public-facing facilities and whatnot to have a discussion about that. So recreation facilities, daycare operations, and the like. The issue of closing the town hall wasn't seen as something we would do. It was seen that we were going to keep the town hall open. And by the way, the director of planning has communicated out to the main, we'll say, users of the building inspection service to give them an idea of what they can expect in terms of service levels, inspections, and things like that going forward, and giving them some parameters. So there was an email sent out to the general contracting or development community to let them know the lay of the land and how we're dealing with things and what they can expect from service levels, and that was done yesterday.
Okay. Councillor Holmes.
The director of planning was not at the meeting, correct.
Councillor Holmes.
So since there has been a state of emergency declared, have we had, I guess we have not had any word if the public health department will be deploying their pandemic plan then?
I mean, that's outside of our jurisdiction. Do you have a comment on that, Chief? We're not the lead on this, so.
No, we are not the lead on this. As a matter of fact, the province has another provincial teleconference, I believe it's at 4:00 this afternoon, and we'll await their information and updates as they provide.
So we actually have two teleconferences scheduled for today. One is through the Provincial Emergency Operations Center. The second is through the Municipal Affairs and Housing. Stephen Clark is going to do something, so we actually have two. With regards to Dr. Paula Stewart, she's actually a member of the Municipal Emergency Control Group, and she has responded back, thanks for basically the heads up, that the emergency control group is advised. So she's advised that we are actually activated our municipal emergency control group, and we're waiting to hear anything further from her.
Okay. Any last questions? Deputy Councillor Ferguson.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
What will trigger another meeting of the municipal control group? Or how frequently do they plan to meet now that we are in this now emergency can declare it, but how frequently?
The direction that was given to the municipal emergency control group is that the control group is activated, so they're notified as per the procedure. We are dealing with things internally, and we will let them know when there is a need to have any type of response or information or what have you from their organization. That includes the OPP, that includes EMS, it includes ORPC, it includes the county, and it includes the public health unit. So they have been advised that we have our municipal emergency control group activated. They have not been asked to provide any additional information, as I believe most of the actions that the municipality has taken already that are duly authorized and justified under the bylaw are sufficient for us to deal with this internally. I think you can appreciate, Councillor, that those groups probably have many different demands on them, and to expect Dr. Paula Stewart to attend maybe 8 to 10 meetings at the municipal level is probably not their best use of time. When will the group get together? As you know, we have an internal municipal control group, which is just our internal people. Some of the same members sit on the municipal emergency control group, and that meets weekly on Wednesdays at 8 a.m., and we have been doing so to prepare for flooding and any other events. Given that tomorrow is Wednesday, the internal group will meet at 8 a.m. As per usual, there will be a communication out after that meeting. I think you've probably received several of those to date.
Councillor Girard.
Thank you. The first thing that I mentioned when we started talking was I would like to know, again, under whose authorization the emergency plan and process and protocol documentation was updated in February of 2020 and why Council was not involved in that.
There is a line within the plan and within the authority that basically allows staff to make changes and amendments to the plan. When we're talking about edits and updates, I don't believe that any of the actual wording of the document has changed. The edits and updates that take place generally are contact information, names, phone numbers, and people. I believe the appendices in the emergency response plan could actually be the original appendices from the original plan done in 2004. So when we talk about amendments and updates, we did look through that document to make any changes to something like, has a position title changed? Do we no longer have a director of such and such? And it's now the director of, or the person is, you know, economic culture and events or something like that. Those are type of changes I would consider to be administrative, and those are the types of things that would have been done. With regards to extending authorities or extending actions or anything like that, I don't recall if any of those were done. But I'm sure you can compare the documents and see if there were any of those changes. But to my knowledge, the best of the changes were contact information, names, titles, things of that nature, administrative.
Any final comments? Okay, seeing not, I just want to underline the message from my email yesterday to you, in that each of us has a role to be playing in our individual wards. People are going to be looking to us for leadership, for calm. They're going to be looking for answers. You may or may not have all of those answers. If there is a gap, like I've said, if there's a gap in information that you have and staff are able to provide that information to you, I am sure that they will be happy to provide whatever details you may need. A couple of the important things to keep in mind is please continue to share the message with folks to stay home. If the only reason they should be out of the home is for something that's essential. That's the message that is coming from above, and that's the message that we are sharing. Please continue to check on your residents, whether that's by phone or email or social media, whatever way you can do that. There's a lot of things going on online right now that people can connect to, but of course not everyone in our municipality has fantastic internet. Not everyone is comfortable using the internet. So I encourage you to please keep in mind those folks who may be feeling, who may be vulnerable or who may be feeling particularly vulnerable because of isolation right now. Lanark County Mental Health is available for anyone who may be needing some support. Telehealth is also an option if people are needing help beyond a conversation with a neighbor or a friend. The other two pieces I'm just highlighting for you again is, and actually CEO Kelly had mentioned this as well, that I had a conversation with CareBridge yesterday, and they're working on a community platform, age-friendly Mississippi Mills, is that what it was? It's an existing group or page on Facebook, and it's a place people can identify if they have a need or identify if they're able to help someone with drives or pickups or whatever. The food bank is also needing support right now. Please don't encourage people to drop off at the food bank. If they're already at the grocery store, drop something in the bin, that's great. Or you can make donations on their website as well, a monetary donation. They are looking for drivers that would do the pickups at the grocery store and go over to the facility in Carlton Place. That is something that they have identified as a need. So if you know anyone who may want to help in that way, the food banks ask that they be directed to them rather than going through the municipality. But just a closing thought, you know, we're all leaders, we're all community leaders here, and our residents are going to need our support. There's a large capacity for impact in each one of you to help people out, to help the community come together here. We have a wonderful community who wants to help each other, and I think each of us has that opportunity to help keep spirits up, make sure people are getting the right information at the right time. And I underline once more, if there's a gap in the information that you have received, you need something else, reach out to staff, and if they're able, they will get that information to you. Okay. With that, I'm looking for a mover and seconder for confirmatory bylaw. Do we need a confirmatory bylaw? We do? Okay. Sure.
The attendance at the weekly or the internal emergency group, is that open to council members to sit as a listeners or no?
There's a couple of complications to that.
Okay.
Okay. One, whenever a quorum of you gets together, it's a meeting, correct? Mm-hmm. So you can't all attend a briefing.
Right.
This is part of our dilemma.
Yeah.
Okay. There are certain notice periods that have to kick in for all of you being in the same room to attend or to have quorum. With regards to this meeting, this is a situational briefing. It is an internal meeting. The purpose of it is a very quick briefing session with key staff to understand, in particular, flooding issues, flooding hotspots, preparations, and what others are doing. It's basically a prerequisite to moving to the next stage, which would have been in an event operating the municipal emergency control group and moving on. Do I see an issue with councillors attending this meeting? It was never envisioned that any member other than the mayor would attend. And of course, the communications that would come out would be that communication to council and the public. Is your question, can you attend tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.? It was never envisioned that you would attend. It does happen in a location that is our emergency operations center. There is limited capacity there. It is intended to be a working session. It's an operational session. It's not intended to be a session that has any political decisions. I do believe that staff will operate differently with you in the room. That is one of the tenets or one of the things that you will understand as part of emergency management and as part of the emergency plan. You'll notice the plan, even though it is 2004, is not, in my mind, highly out of date with the industry practices or municipal best practices. The people that are identified as being the people in the control group and moving this forward in the 2004 plan are most likely going to be the same people in the 2020 plan and the 2030 plan. It's the same people. I do, as I said, I do believe that staff are going to be different in the situation if you are in the room. This is an operational planning meeting.
I wasn't thinking so much of myself. I have another emergency tomorrow to look after. But I was thinking more of the deputy mayor, maybe, that should be there in the event, that unlikely event, hopefully not event, that our mayor does something happen that has to be quarantined. Is there an opportunity maybe for the deputy mayor to be there? Not necessarily all council, I appreciate where you're coming from, but maybe the deputy mayor should be there. And I don't know that. That's a question, but I certainly was not individually going to go.
Councillor Maiden.
I think in the emergency plan, it's actually like if the mayor's attending, it's the mayor's role, I think, as specified in here, to keep council informed as to what's happening. So I don't know whether we would need to actually sit in with at all, you know, unless the deputy mayor really wanted to or something, but as long as we're getting updates from it, and it is specified to be the head of council's role, you know, without, I'm fine with that.
So I just want to ask a point of clarification. Staff have been sending out synopsises of these meetings. Is there a gap in the information you're receiving from those that you'd like different information, more information? Because my understanding is they've been coming out after each of these operational setting, situational meetings. Is there a gap in what you're hearing, or is there a question you'd like having the opportunity to be addressed by the group that's not happening?
No, not from my perspective. Okay. I certainly
just,
you know,
anyone here, like if anyone's feeling like there's a gap in that information,
follow up. But I think again, it's an emergency planning. I think we should again be prepared for emergencies. I.e., we should have another representative of council there, be it the deputy mayor. That's my concern on it. That's all.
If I can just, I'll come to you in a moment, councillor. If I can just make a comment, my role is. how can I say, I don't have much of a role there. It's really to call the emergency if we ever get to that state. It's not a political, there's not a political role there. It's really to have someone from council staying informed. So there's not necessarily, like I'm talking about gaps of information. I think it's important that council gets that information. You know what's happening at these meetings. You know that meetings are occurring at regular intervals and whatnot. The right things are being discussed at them. But my role as the head of council being at it is kind of just to sit there. You know, there's been times I'll ask a question just if I don't know something. But really it's about the staff and the operating. So if something was to happen, I wasn't available, and Deputy Mayor Minnelli needed to take that role. When you look at the task list, it's maintain a log, declare an emergency. You know, that's really the only jobs of the head of council. So it's very much focused on the operating side on these. So I don't know if there'd be a gap by not having someone else there. That's just my own thoughts, but I don't know if the chief or the CEO has any other comments on that. Okay. If there's nothing else, I was going to call the confirmatory bylaw. Is there anything else? I want to make sure everyone has had their opportunity to say anything they need to say or ask anything they need to ask. Okay, so mover and seconder for confirmatory bylaw. Councillor Maiden and Councillor Ferguson, all those in favor? Thank you. Mover and seconder for adjournment. Councillor Holmes and Councillor Dalgety, all those in favor? Thank you. We're adjourned. Stay safe, everybody.